For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea is about to stage the world premiere of a new play by TV star and playwright Brian Letcher. He plays Tom Larson, a murderous Secret Service agent on the hit series Scandal. Increasingly, he's adding writing credits to his resume. Smart Love is the second of his plays to be chosen by artistic director Guy Sanville. It opens with preview performances starting Thursday night at the Purple Rose and runs through March 4th. I recently went to Chelsea to talk with Brian Letcher about Scandal, his Michigan roots, and Smart Love.
Well, it involves a family in Hamtramck, a mother, a father, and a son, or did involve a father. And it, you know, the backstory is it's about 8 months after the father's death of a sudden heart attack, cardiac arrest, and now we pick it up 8 months later, and the mother and son have gone in different directions following that passing, and the son begins to find out things he didn't know. He's 25 years old, and all of a sudden, the fully formed human that his parents are come to life, and he learns a lot more, and he does something about that. He has a very specific plan about how he's going to bring his family back together.
Are there some laughs here?
It definitely has a lot of humor in it.
Well, you know, any time anyone writes a play, I would imagine that getting it staged by a professional company is a big step, that first time that it's staged. Does it mean anything more, I suppose, to you personally or professionally, that Purple Rose debuts your shows?
It absolutely does. First of all, you start with the people here and you start with the ethos here. And Guy has been a mentor and a director and a friend to me since I started acting, actually. I mean, 19 years ago, I talked to him about becoming an actor. He was one of two people I talked to about it before I said, yeah, I want to do this. And so it absolutely does. And beyond that, I've worked, you know, I lived in New York for 8 years, and I've been in L.A. for almost 10 years, and I've done quite a few plays at quite a few different places, and many of them very good. This is, you know, really ranks at the top of my experiences, not just because it's home, but because of the way they do things here, particularly in developing new work. Really fantastic at getting to the heart of the play.
Brian Letcher wrote Smart Love, which will have its world premiere at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea. I looked at your bio, and I also looked at your brother Matt's bio. For those who don't know, Matt is also an actor and a playwright. He's also worked extensively here at Purple Rose. You both have really deep Michigan roots and a strong bond with Purple Rose. So tell me a little bit about your relationship with your brother. Do you get to act together? I know he's been in Scandal, but you haven't been in scenes together, if I understand that correctly. How much do you get to work together?
He was on Scandal as well in the beginning. We saw each other on set. My first day on set, I showed up and he was just finishing a scene. Unfortunately, no scenes were written between the two of us, but who knows? He's not dead on the show. That's all I'll say. And Shonda Rhimes definitely knows how to bring people back in a big way. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed, Mom. But we wrote together for a long time. We still chime in or weigh in on each other's writing. I trust my brother as much as anybody with my writing, which is not easy to do, to hand over your pieces to people and get their constructive criticism back. He and a couple of his friends from Michigan, the University of Michigan, actually wrote and shot a web series called One and Done, which they were gracious enough to ask me to act in, so I did get to work with him in that series. We shot 6 episodes of that. They did a fantastic job. That's the only time we've acted together. We talked about plays here and there, but, you know, it's hard. Schedule-wise, it's hard. They're a big commitment. And, you know, there is something, too, about knowing each other so well that it can be a little dicey. You gotta find the right piece. We don't want to replicate our childhood.
For the benefit of listeners who haven't watched Scandal, tell us about your character, Tom Larson.
Tom is a wonderful man.
End of story. Scene.
Unfortunately, there's a big ellipsis there, followed by, but he kills a lot of people. Tom Larson started off as the number one Secret Service agent to President Fitzgerald Grant. And then it was revealed that I was actually a black ops government spy who was spying on the president, and then did some really bad things, which included assassinating the president's son. And since then, you know, have had to do he's had to do what he's had to do to protect the republic. And I think that's the way Tom looks at it. He was someone who comes from a very rough past, and B613 is the name of the government agency, and that agency saved him. And so I'm going to do what I need to do to honor that agency and protect the republic, and increasingly so protect my own life. And maybe even outside of that, maybe find something that resembles love. So it's a lot.
I have one last question about scandal, and that has to do with the perception that people have that when you're on a big hit show, A, you're very busy, and B, you're making a lot of money. So that leads to questions. How do you find time to write? And why bother writing? You, one would assume, don't really have to write. So how do you find the time, and what's your motivation?
That's a really good question. And I think I can't answer to what my motivation is other than it makes me happier than anything. And I just began to notice that along the way. I started writing, 11 or 12 years ago, maybe longer. And I realized when I wasn't writing, there was always a story that I was thinking about, jotting notes down about something. And if I wasn't writing it, there was a part of me that was unhappy. And when I would write and get this stuff out, even if I was doing a 10-minute play festival in L.A. or I was doing something where I was writing, I was happy. And the other part of it is, you know, truthfully, theater is really difficult. And to have a theater that will say, look, write 100 pages and we will read it. You know, that's huge for a writer because it is just you and the computer alone in a room, as you know. So if the permission to know that there's a place that could go where it could possibly be done or at least be considered is a huge safety net for me and a huge boost. So I really am grateful to the Purple Rose for that. But I think I think I have to write. I think the simple answer is I really have to write, and I don't see that changing.
Smart Love opens with preview performances starting January 19th at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea. Opening night is January 27th, and the show runs through March 4th. It was written by Brian Letcher. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
This is Scott Pohl.